The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the private economic polling initiatives, the economists, as I said, left, right, and center, say, in addition to the needs the people have, we need this to grow the economy.
What the hell is wrong with Joe Biden? I've kind of been asking myself this question for a long time, and sadly, it seems to keep getting worse. Welcome back to, as you call it, the blaze, the offensive of slightly Q confetti. You know the thing. There you go. That thing. Yeah, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show with me, Elijah Schaefer, one of your top 17 hosts, at least, I hope. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Savannah Hernandez. We are back in studio, and we've got a good episode ahead about Joe Biden and the stimulus bill.
So good, so in-depth. It's going to be a lot of fun delving into this 591-page bill.
Yeah, and I brought a pretty girl on screen just to make it a little bit easier to digest. I just want to say that as we begin, that Biden's presidency has been a train wreck, and you don't have to take my word for it. Obviously, we know that he's only been in office for about 45 days. He signed more executive orders in this time than any other president in history, a move which he previously called a move of a tyrant. But let's already just start today by looking at some of the lies that Joe Biden's told, some of the promises that he's already broken. It's actually quite sad.
$2,000 stimulus check.
Wink.
A minimum wage of $15.
Didn't happen.
This is not kids being kept in cages.
Yes, it is.
Money that will go out the door immediately.
Where is it?
No deportations in the first 100 days.
Yep, we're still deporting.
Lock in Washington.
This is so good.
Progressive vision.
Yeah, yep, nope. Yeah, well, Biden's telling a lot of lies, including the fact that I want to remind you that a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill was passed by Congress, if you can go to my screen, which is costing each American citizen about $5,757 on average. But we are getting $1,400 checks, which is a net negative for the people of this country, which is pretty much how I could describe Joe Biden's campaign. Today, we're going to be looking about a lot of the ways that Joe Biden's failed our country, as well as the way the culture's progressing. And then we're going to dive in pretty extensively into the new stimulus bill. And it's not going to be boring. We're going to really show you some of the most insane things that are happening, including the way that they're using this to create a universal basic income or a socialist country. But before we jump into anything, first of all, I want to give a huge shout out to the best pair of underwear and loungewear in America. Guys, you know what it is, Tommy John. Now I'm going to tell you something, underwear is something you got to buy. So why not buy it right? And I actually know because I have this weird thing where I'm always self-conscious because I'm always feeling my underwear riding up. I tried so many different brands and two, let's be honest, guys, when you're running and stuff, you need something that breathes because bad things can happen down there. But that's why Tommy John just doesn't, please customers. They satisfy them 100% with the best comfort and innovations. Because I'm telling you this, I promise you, once you try Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Because Tommy John underwear comes with non-rolling waistband, guys, for the perfect fit. The legs never ride up, and you're covered with their no-wedgie guarantee, which is real and a very serious part of wearing underwear. Don't go with the other brands that suck. Honestly, nothing really lives up to this, and I wear them at every riot, even though they're official underwear of protests and rioting, because they bring comfort in a very uncomfortable place. If you go to TommyJohn.com/offensive right now, get 20% off your first order. Go to TommyJohn.com/offensive. That's TommyJohn.com/offensive for 20% off of your first order. I encourage you to check it out. Your junk will always be grateful. Speaking of junk, I don't know if you remember this, but Joe Biden came out directly. If you can go to my screen here, and he started out his campaign with such beautiful promises. He says, Joe, tell them you'll give them $2,000 checks and a $15 minimum wage. And Joe Biden promised America these things. And I know that as Savannah was putting a lot of this stuff together, I'm pretty sure that we're 45 days into this. I'm pretty sure if you could give us all an update, where are we at with this promise?
I'm pretty sure it didn't happen. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of leftists are actually very upset about the fact that Joe Biden is not giving them those $2,000 stimulus bill. And as you have on screen here, it's so funny, Elijah. I think this is a post on my Instagram that has the most likes that I've ever gotten. And all I did was take basically leftists posting their L's and post them. And it's just so hilarious. As you can see here, Jamal Green, we didn't flip Georgia blue for Biden to airstrike Syria. We flipped Georgia blue for our $2,000 stimulus checks. So, you know, that's all it takes to vote Joe Biden into office.
I think we have some more here, too. People all over the internet are complaining about Joe Biden. We're going to see why. They're saying Biden just said whatever was necessary to get elected. Yeah, you dumb. That's what we've been telling you this whole time.
Who would have ever thought that Joe Biden would have told the American people in the minority communities exactly what they wanted to hear to get into office and then backtrack on it immediately?
Yeah, guys, he's dying. Joe Biden is dying in front of your eyes. The mental capacity of this person has not existed for about 18 months. He is literally the equivalent of past the last brain cell. The poor guy is a prisoner of the Democrat Party. Ma'am, just because he said he was going to give you things, people have been making a lot of empty promises to the black communities for a very long time. And those people happen to have the giant D and not the D the girls like. It's the D that screws everybody over. And yes, you know what I'm talking about. It's the Democrats. More people came out and said, I'm too broken to be pissed. I had to vote for this guy with a smile because we had to get rid of Trump, and I'm fed up with this disingenuous garbage. We can't protest either because otherwise we're as bad as the Trump people. Oh yeah, the Democrats. You guys can't protest? What the hell was 2020?
It's so funny too, because my favorite part about all of this, Elijah, it's not like these are conservatives that are coming forward and complaining about Joe Biden. No, it's his base. It's the, you know, 200 people in this country who actually did vote for Joe Biden legitimately. It's those people who are coming forward and saying, we regret our decision and we would like to take that back immediately. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no refunds here. There is no refunds. And I don't apologize for where I'm at today in today's episode, because there is no refunds. We have more. I think there's more losers. Legit question if Biden is backpedaling on student loans. He did, by the way. He's not forgiving your student loans. He never was. Is he backpedaling on stimulus checks? Is backpedaling on minimum wage? Is backpedaling on closing detention facilities? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have friends who voted for Biden, ask them one thing he's completed in his entire tenure as president that actually benefited the country. And I can guarantee that we are at absolutely zero positive points. The only thing to concede would be that I would think that some people might say him ending the transgender ban in the military would be a net positive. But being careful with what I say, reversing things that then endanger our soldiers, I would say would be a net negative. We shouldn't allow more mental illness inside of the military. And yes, I am saying that gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. And so do scientists.
That one's pretty self-explanatory.
She's good looking, though. And that's what's so sad. You know what's the worst? Are dumb liberal college girls. Because they're so beautiful on the outside and they look so hot, but they're just nasty and disgusting on the inside.
So dumb.
So dumb.
So dumb.
Realistically.
So pretty to look at. So dumb when electing the president of the free world.
Yeah, degenerate whores. A lot of them are. And that's just the thing. They're too busy killing their babies to realize that Biden is busy using their $2,000 stimulus checks to bomb the brown babies that nobody cares about in other countries, specifically the Democrats, warmongers, and neocons that are out there, like Nikki Haley, who, by the way, will never be president of the United States. I think that we even have more people saying GQP has won. No progressive will ever vote blue, no matter who. Can we talk about how horrible Joe Biden is and how much I regret not publicly criticizing this man the entire election cycle? Yeah, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into this. I'm not the only one talking about it. Apparently, even CNN is picking up that Democrats are fed up with the poor performance of Joe Biden. But pointer, guys, just to let you know, Joe Biden's not running the country. I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden is not even running his own brain.
That's a secret that we are not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, okay? He's not running.
Joe Biden is 100% mentally capable. He's done a great job in office. He's made every single decision
Praise
himself.
God.
And as you can see by the press conferences that he's given so far in office, just kidding, there have been none.
Yeah, he's been giving virtual ones. And I think that even people, young Democrats who were confused, are realizing, dude, something's very wrong. Watch this video from CNN and you'll see for yourself.
Young Democrats like Ben see a lot of promises unkept.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner. And they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000, you know?
Yeah, He does owe you $2,000. Am I right? Do you remember that when they promised $2,000 checks and then it went down to $1,400 and then we're going to find out later that it's changed even more, that there are certain restrictions? It's almost like Donald Trump was a better president. He was more progressive, in fact, than Biden was, because Biden's not working on behalf of the American people. He's progressive on behalf of the one world government, which is working to build back better under the Great Reset, which we have a video on, link in the description, but you'll also be making more on that. But to be honest, let's look into Biden's first 40 days in office. So here's where we really hate Biden. It's not even the fact that he's failing at a policy level, which we will see. It's really just where the lack of you know, hands-on leadership is leading our nation. This is going to shock you. I pray that if you have any sense of being, that you would cover your kids' eyes. Check this out. There is an aisle, and at grocery stores now, our culture has degraded so quickly that we are now letting people know the color of the skin of people who make the products. This is on top of already Uber Eats and different companies reminding you to shop at black-owned businesses, Amazon telling you to shop at woman-owned businesses. Anytime someone wants me to shop at their business based off of their appearance, I tend to not go unless it's Hooters.
A reminder, though, to YouTube, as you guys try to censor us, just remember that this is a Hispanic and female-owned show.
It actually is. And if you don't remember, we still have our diversity coalition, which is growing. Madison is still here.
Where are the girls at?
Yeah, where are they at? There's Madison, Peggy, and Robinette, non-binary. And we still got you guys.
We have one more Diversity Coalition member, too, that was sent in from...
Oh, my gosh. It's the debut. It was sent in from one of the viewers. You guys, thank you so much for sending this. This was actually sent from a Middle Eastern viewer, so it's not racist. And if you guys, at the end, if you guys could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and give and suggest the name for this new member of the Diversity Coalition, we need to protect ourselves. So make sure you go to Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you go to Spotify. Subscribe. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, and it really helps us out a lot. As you know, we're fully demonetized here on YouTube. We're demonetized pretty much everywhere else, and the way that we continue to support this show and our travel is through sponsorships, and by you guys leaving reviews, let sponsors know that you guys like the show, and it helps us continue to be able to make it, so that's really awesome. Speaking of black and Hispanic-owned things, you know, they say that the teriyaki rice mix is black-owned. That's cultural appropriation.
100%. 100%. It's like when white people try to make Hispanic food and it's like, what are you doing? That's cultural appropriation of food. Like,
yeah, I'm so woke. I don't even cook black beans because I don't want to be racist. I'm only using white chili beans, guys. White chili beans for this
white
gringo.
White beans only.
Yeah. And like the white rice cooked by Hispanics, I'm sorry. Are we allowed to cross-culturally cook food of different colors? That's a new thing. Cross-color cooking. I don't think that's okay.
I'm not joking, Elijah. During the height of the pandemic, when everyone was freaking out and going to the stores and buying up all of the rice and everything, I was like, you know, I'm really tired of people appropriating Asian culture and buying up all of the rice during these times.
Bastards. I know, bastards. I know. All of them. Also, if you think about our culture, not only are we promoting an increasing segregation and racism, we have now gone full in a society. I mean, you guys think that things can't get more stupid. You know, they have a flag for every type of single mental illness, every type of gender disorder, or I would just say brainwashing by the media. And we have now gone full stop. You've heard of FTM, female to male transition, MTF, male to female. We are now transitioning back to ourselves, called female to female transgender pride. I hope this is a troll, but I just don't know anymore.
Oh, I bet you it's not a troll.
Right.
You know, every single thing that we've been seeing in the media in regards to gender and sexuality that we think is a joke lately, unfortunately hasn't been.
I know, but listen to this. A trans woman who considers herself transitioning from female to female, as she always has been female, just not in the way being female is traditionally defined as an alternative to male to female. This is also once in my lifetime called going through puberty. It's like, oh, are you transitioning? It's like a 12-year-old girl. It's like, no, it's called going through puberty. It's like, oh, your boobs have finally grown. You're transitioned into a woman. It's like, I mean, fair, but...
I think we're 48 days as of today into Joe Biden's presidency. And I don't know if you've heard about this too, but just on the topic of this flag and on the topic of the craziness of the amount of gender divisive and racially divisive news that's been pushed on us. Have you seen this new super straight gender that people are putting out?
Yeah, that I'm super, that's the thing about super straight. And I actually have a friend, she's female, and she was like, I'm bisexual, mm-hmm. but my husband is super straight. And I saw it for the first time, and I'm just going, I thought that there was just straight and like, not straight.
See, and I was going through TikTok because you tell me a lot. You're like, you know, all the culture stuff is at TikTok, go mm-hmm. there. And so I was looking at what super straight is. And apparently it's just like conservative men who are like, yeah, super straight means that you can't call me transphobic because it's my gender identity now. Basically saying I only like women who are biologically women. And all of the trans people online are, of course, pissed by it.
Right. So it's taking back the culture. And that's honestly like, we are getting to a point, though, where things have taken a step. Like, not only are foods becoming racist, mm-hmm. not only are we transitioning to our genders. I am an M2M transition. And I literally, have you seen, if you look at my old videos, I grew up in LA and I didn't know anything was weird. I had platinum hair. I had rings in my nose.
Oh, I've seen the pictures. Honestly, guys, join Elijah's Telegram channel because he puts up the most hilarious photos in there. And I'm like, who is this? And Elijah's like, oh yeah, that was me. Throwback.
Well, my wife was like, dude, this is the way that people in LA dress and and everyone in LA kind of looks like a and so you need to just stop dressing like this. And I didn't even know anything was wrong with the way I was dressing. I was just like, it's how everyone I know dresses. And then I realize now, like, what the hell was I doing? It's called growing up, or as we now know it, M2M.
M2M
transition.
Congratulations on your transition, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Very proud of you. I know that it must have been a very hard journey. So
thank you.
We all applaud you here. Me and
if anyone can offer a little more testosterone to get my voice a few octaves lower, I could appreciate that as well. But speaking of that, we also have a new gender identity associated with your medical ability. It's called becoming transabled by choice, not by chance. This article from the National Post is that transabled people feel like imposters in their fully working bodies. It's quote, when he cut off his right arm with a very sharp power tool, a man who now calls himself One Hand Jason, awesome, by the way, that's epic, let everyone believe that it was an accident. And so
I'm sorry, is this not a joke?
I quit today. Jason. This is the day of my last episode. I'm quitting.
We've reached, you know, every single time I think we've reached peak insanity, One Hand Jason enters the chat.
I thought that was just like a name you gave a kid in middle school who like touched himself too much. You know, One Hand Jason. I mean, dude, really?
Okay, I'm ugly laughing now. I'm ugly laughing at that one. I really am.
That was pretty good. And I must remind you guys that I do have C-minus level humor. And I am a C-minus level comedian. And that's at least good because I could be a D-list. But at least you get C-minus level humor. That's the kind of quality you get. But it gets worse with the media, right? So this is all just where culture's going. But it's obvious that Joe Biden's not meeting his promises. It's obvious that Joe Biden and the culture has completely gone down the tube. But it's like the media is running propaganda for Joe Biden that would make Joseph Goebbels, the prominent Nazi propagandist, jealous of. You know, with this failed stimulus package that's passing, the Washington Post says that Biden's stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty in the defining move of the presidency. Cue the confetti, ladies and gentlemen. Poverty is over.
Poverty is over.
We're so freaking happy. All it took was a $1,400 check that you may or may not receive to finally end poverty.
I would just like to add too that our graphics are looking better and better because we used the stimulus checks that Joe Biden sent for better graphics. Thank you, Joe Biden, for single-handedly saving this whole show.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Just kidding. I don't even think we're eligible for the stimulus check anymore.
And we're not, which is actually good for us. But on the other end, too, we have such high budget that we won't even be in this closet for a much while longer because it's going to take weeks. They have to like gut this. Now we have to gut this whole closet that we're currently in. And now we have to go to another temporary set.
The truth is, and let me just show you guys my shot here, is I decided to paint my own wall and Elijah hated it. And so now we're just completely moving out of the whole entire
studio. Actually, this whole place is being fully gutted because it's, I think we might even like have like poison and like asbestos or something.
Yeah, we may or may not have fiberglass falling out of the ceiling. But honestly, I think it's making us stronger. It's really helping our immune systems. It really is.
Yeah. And look at this, though. So like the intelligencer, right, is saying, give Biden a break. You know, Joe Biden has been president of the United States for 43 days. He inherited power from a predecessor who's trying to overturn the 2020 election results via insurrection just 2 weeks before the inaugural day. Yeah. As if he came in like a tumultuous time. Give me a break. Don't give Joe Biden a break. Honestly.
Yeah, I like how they're acting how January 6th happened on Inauguration Day, when in reality, it's, you know, the White House is still surrounded by barbed wire and fences. And I'm pretty sure $483 million of our taxpayer money went to keeping the National Guard in D.C.
Yep. Exactly. And that's what I want to tell you guys before we go any further. Things are a bit out of hand. They are. I'm not even joking. And that's why when I got in the field, or even now in life, we had Snowvid recently, as you know, we had a 100-car pileup here on the freeway, and like 6 people died and over 20 people died in the power outages. Things are not getting better in this country. In fact, jobs are dangerous. The world is dangerous. And that's why you can't just think about being offensive. You need to have things ready for the defense, because accidents can happen anywhere. And what I found out from people dying, that it takes EMS about 37 minutes or more to respond to emergencies, which is why if you love yourself, your family, your friends, if you care about your coworkers, you need the Bare Fac. I'm telling you, this is from Refuge Medical. This is not your stupid little medical kit that you get for $30 from, you know, Amazon that just has little things for boo-boos and cuts. This is a handmade in America medical kit beyond all things. It comes with 28 essential components, including genuine North American Rescue Genset Cat Tourniquet, which, by the way, can save your life with, if you don't, you know, if you get shot or cut or stabbed or anything happens, you need to apply a tourniquet. These things are awesome. I learned how to use it. They have trauma dressing, quick clot gauze, nasal airway, and hyphen chest seals in case of gunshot, stab wound, or even damage while you're at your job. And by the way, everything here is guaranteed for life. This FAC exceeds military specifications for individual first aid kits. And if you ever use it, this is what's cool about the company. They so believe in their products and they so want you to be ready and prepared that they're willing to replace the components for free of charge if you use them. So they don't even want you to use it, but they know that you might need it. And I've even used it on the field. Go to refugemedical.com and get 15% off all of the first aid kits, promo code offensive. That's refugemedical.com. Use promo code offensive to get 15% off their products. And by the way, as I'm always saying, if you watch the show regularly, these guys are awesome. They've trained me and Sav detailed on how to use these kits to save ourselves, to save other people's lives. And I'm telling you that we are ready for action. We are ready to protect ourselves. Please don't wait till it's too late. Protect your family, protect yourself, protect your home. Keep one of these things in every car, RV, in your home. Go to refugemedical.com, use code offensive. Okay, so the media is covering for Joe Biden. I know that they are trying to show that he's cool. I think we have this video. Can we just play this video of him being slow-mo?
Yeah, so this is a video that was posted on Joe Biden's Twitter account. And it's just a slow-mo walk of him trying to make him look all cool. And so many people are like, who's tired of seeing this? When in reality, we all know Joe Biden isn't even allowed to answer questions at his own, you know, virtual conferences.
Is that his final brain cell just like trying to make it to the prefrontal cortex?
You know, this He's is like, Come this on, actually buddy. This isn't edited in any way. Joe Biden is just that slow in everyday life.
Joe Biden just moves. It's not that Joe Biden's slow, the media would say. Maybe we're all just walking too fast.
That's what I say.
Maybe Joe Biden isn't crazy. Maybe we're all just too smart for our own good. But we also know that they know that Joe Biden is mentally incapacitated. Joe Biden tried to answer questions recently at a virtual room, which is why they have him virtual, because no one can, you know, they can control who he speaks to. This is scary. Well, watch this clip as he tries to answer questions and the White House just cuts him off.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
He said,
thank you.
I'm happy to answer questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, as if the president is supposed to be doing something, like he's being told what and what not to do. And that's what's really scary. And the people that are running cover for him, if you can go to this picture, you guys know the speaking of transgenders, you know, Brian Stelter, who we're still not sure what his gender is, and I'm not making fun of him. I've heard rumors he's transgender. He might be, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just he's, you know, I thought I have a problem with testosterone in my voice. This guy makes me sound like He-Man. I mean, Ryan Stelter is like just like a little tiny egg boy. He looks like a thumb from Spy Kids.
I think what we learned last week with Mr. Potato Head going genderless is that Brian Stelter followed suit, and he's obviously a genderless CNN correspondent.
Yeah. I don't even have a lot to say about Brian Stelter is just lame. He's a loser. He's also fat, which is he lacks impulse control and self-control, which is okay, because a lot of people watching the show are also probably fat, or my blind viewers who listen. Ain't no judgment. But sir, I'm a little bit chubbier than I should be too. But also, what this is just gross.
Why did the American people need to see this?
Why did you put this in here?
For people that are listening to the podcast, this is a picture of Brian Stelter. Apparently, CNN wanted there to be like behind-the-scenes shots of TV live shots to help humanize the news. So it's Brian Stelter in a chair with no pants on and red socks.
Yeah, okay. So this is what they're running cover for. They're running cover with not telling you guys what's actually going on behind the scenes. They want to run cover for Biden because his administration is such a failure already that it's absolutely absurd. And then instead they're saying that what the people want is not the truth. What the people want is not reality. They want to see Brian Stelter's disgusting thighs, okay? Which is, maybe it's true. Maybe I have a weird side of me and I like that. Or maybe also, too, I would rather intentionally inject myself with Ebola than have to spend another second on this screen. Savannah, thank you.
Sorry, I just wanted to torture you a little bit there.
Yeah.
Ew. I was like, how long can I keep this up for?
Brian Stelter without pants can turn a gay man straight. That's the truth. Because once they see him, they'll never want to see another man without pants again. That's a true statement. And I'm being honest, I felt like I saw a little lesbian twinkle in your eye there. You were like, you just got grossed out by men in general. You're like, ugh.
I'm like, you know what? I am just going to pledge the rest of my life to God in celibacy after seeing this.
I'm going to become a eunuch. I don't want to be involved in that kind of, I don't want to be in anything that, ugh, get it off the screen. So let's talk about the stimulus package. The stimulus package is very important. They're not talking about what's happening, and we're seeing a complete government takeover of the Democrat Party to the levels of where communists have taken over China. We are no longer in control of our nation, by the way. Our election was borrowed by the Democrats without any receipt, so we are not able to get a refund through fortification, right? It was definitely not stolen, because that's not a word you could use, and we would never say that.
Fortified.
They fortified the election, according to Time Magazine. Not stolen, because if you use that word, big tech is going to get you in your sleep. But, you know, we're finding out that really the stimulus bill has nothing about stimulus in it. We're going to get into it a little bit deeper. We're going to start with a video of some Republican senators just talking about the fact that this relief bill is not about giving COVID relief. As we know, it's about a liberal wish list.
When people find out what's in this bill, they're going to lose a lot of any enthusiasm they may have for it right now, because this was not really about coronavirus in terms of the spending. This was a liberal wish list of liberal spending, just basically filled with pork. It didn't need to be this way. We've passed 5 bipartisan coronavirus relief bills already. Every Republican voted against it, but also some Democrats voted against it. Joe Biden, in his inaugural address, said, "I want to work together with you. We can work together." 10 Republicans went to the White House and said, "All right, let's work together." Instead, the White House chief of staff said, "This is the most progressive piece of domestic legislation in a generation." Mm-hmm. This was never about getting people back to work or kids back to school or the disease behind us. That's where it should have been focused.
Yeah, let's talk about this. So bring up my screen here. Jeff Stein said that the Senate Dems passes $1.9 trillion COVID. Sorry. I coughed because this is disgusting.
Did you cough because of shock or because of COVID?
No, I told you I'd yell COVID. Remember I told you that people used to yell Kobe when they shot the shot? Mm-hmm. And I just yelled COVID as a warning because may he rest in peace. Kobe's not around. But COVID will be around for a lot longer than probably most of us. But the biggest provisions here is that you get $1,400 checks per adult and kid for earners making under $75,000 and married couples making under $150,000. This excludes a lot of people that were previously eligible. I do want to say, though, that I don't think a lot of people should be getting stimulus checks. Really, realistically, I think you should have to apply for them. And I think you should have, I guess they wouldn't have time to process the paperwork, but there should be some sort of an application rather than automatic giving, because I feel like some Americans need the stimulus checks a lot more than others. And I don't feel like a lot of us really need them. Mm-hmm. And that being said, they also have unemployment at $300, which is less than it was. $350 billion for cities, states, and tribes. This is important, I know, because as you know, that what they did, though, is that all of the places that were shut down, check this out. So you go, why would all the Democrat cities and states stay shut down when the Republican states are opening? if it's going to hurt their economies, how would they bounce back long term? Well, the Democrats made this bill so that basically what it did is it allocated most of the money to help Democrat cities and states by helping places that remain shut down. So if you remain shut down and you lost value of your economy, then you were going to get rewarded by this stimulus package. So it was a way to pay back the governors and the mayors for shutting down their cities and states and listening to the Democrat Party and then saying, well, now we'll get your back and we'll reimburse you, while failing to reimburse any of the Republican states who opened up earlier because they were bouncing back. So it shows you why they remained shut down, right? I mean, this shows you the corruption, and it's taxpayer funded. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So let's talk about, I want you to get into this for Savannah. Explain this UBI $3,000 per year kid tax credit and how this is actually transitioning us to a universal basic income socialist country. Because this actually shocked me too when I saw that you put this in here.
Yeah, so I was reading this Wall Street Journal article, and basically the biggest thing that I saw with this stimulus bill, you know, it's a $1.9 trillion bill. It passed with no Republican support. And one of the biggest things that I saw in it was that basically it's like the pathway or the starting off point into introducing UBI into our society, because it talks about this $2,000 child tax credit. Now, apparently the plan would raise the $2,000 child tax credit to $3,000, set the credit at $3,600 for parents of children under age 6, and make parents of 17-year-olds eligible. And in this article, they basically say, well, the package would make the child tax credit changes only for 1 year. It is broadly expected that Democrats will seek to make them permanent in the future. So that's the point that I wanted to focus on here, Elijah, because again, with a lot of these bills, and this is a 591-page bill, you and I really tried to make this script, surrounding this entire bill, but it was such an information-heavy article that it was so difficult to kind of pull out some of the biggest issues that they were trying to push forward with this. And I thought that this was something fairly substantial, because we know that Democrats have been trying to push UBI for quite a long time, and mm-hmm. this is one of the ways that they're introducing it.
Yeah, and they're trying to bring this in so that people are reliant on the government mm-hmm. and so that they are not reliant on themselves, because then you can expect less of people to fight a government when they're so reliant on them. We also know, too, that this provides $46 billion for funding for contact tracing and testing for COVID-19. It's absolutely insane, the kind of money that's going on here. And we know that this dependence on the government, this help for you based on the color of your skin, more relief for women, is just pushing our country into a place of weakness. You know, we are out of control as a country. Not only did we kill the Keystone Pipeline, not only is energy, have you noticed energy is rising? Have you noticed that the stock market is crashing, that there's instability in the world, that our enemies are becoming emboldened? I mean, with Joe Biden in office, we don't have a president in office. There is no president in office. In fact, it's not even Kamala who's in charge. There are different actors. When I say deep state actors, some of you get, oh, conspiratorial. Well, wake up, people. You need to wake up at this time and realize that what the deep state means. These are operatives that are non-elected bureaucratic members who remain in office, who try to control what they want for the future of this country and the world without being elected into office. In fact, we aren't a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. But even the promotion where they always say, you know, January 6th was a danger to our democracy. What they're trying to say and make you confused about is make you think that your vote counts. Your vote doesn't matter. It doesn't count at this point. I'm not telling you not to vote. I don't think all hope is lost. But I do want to let you know that as we move into these things, the government doesn't care about you. In fact, they so don't care about you that they are anally probing you in public before everybody. And they're laughing at you all the way to the bank. They're lining their pockets, giving money to people in special interest groups. They are pushing you to the side and they're mocking you. And people are saying, well, I can't believe I was fooled. Well, I can, because over 40 years they've been dumbing us down, and perhaps we have evidence that they've been fortifying elections for over four decades. It's not a joke what we're going through, and it's not some sort of an act of pretending like we have some secret operative information. We are at the point where the rogue government is no longer hiding behind closed doors. They are no longer in the shadows. They are hunting us down, destroying our homes, our families, our culture, our dignity, our identity as Western people, and most importantly, in the process of this, they are making us into a joke, a sad representation of what we once were. And I believe that we are fighting back. And we are definitely not going to be winning by passing more stimulus bills, which in the end is the ultimate goal of the Great Reset, which is to get our country into greater debt so that in the end we cannot own private property and all be one communist utopia. Anyway, I want to remind you that if you get this far in the podcast, you can always leave us a 5-star review. It doesn't cost you anything. And also know, because of censorship is on the rise and because of things that are happening every day, I never know how long we're going to be on the air, but we will and continue to broadcast this podcast censorship free at blazetv.com/Elijah, where you can get $10 off a subscription. If you sign up there, it helps us out a lot. And it tells Blaze that you like this show, which is very important. We've been working really hard. We have great things. We have a really awesome panel coming up on Wednesday. We have Gavin McGinnis coming up on Friday. And we're trying to get better guests, better panels. We're doing our best to continue to get truth out and to get it in a way that people can consume in a way that's somewhat at least funny. And if it's not funny, it's funny that we at least try to be. But thank you guys so much again for supporting us. As always, my name is Elijah Schaefer, top 17 host in America of the best worst show on Blaze TV. Oh, I got to just say, really, truly, may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.